have not taken names. If I happen to take your contact number eventually, then it means that there is something that is so striking that I want to follow up. If not, I really want to keep this anonymous. No names mentioned anywhere. Actually, I'm even replacing, instead of say directors of AGRIC, I'm using participants. I'm not even using people's status. So, Director, one of the things that I want to find out is at the RCC level, maybe MOFA level, they are expected to play some supervisory role, oversight role over you. What do you see as some of the challenges that does not make that supervisory role effective?
Let me get a question straight.
Okay.
RCC directly deals with regional Department of AGRIC.
Absolutely.
Then the Department of AGRIC at the regional level also
deals with
the Department of AGRIC
at the district level.
The district level.
Okay.
So indirectly, when you are talking about RCC, you are talking about regional Department of AGRIC.
Absolutely. Because and in terms of supervisory role, they are the ones who can supervise because they have the technical know-how.
That is it. But again, there are some projects that we are implementing.
Okay.
A typical example is USID.
Okay.
Ring 2.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
Which is being DEXT. The DEXT officer is the planner. At the assembly.
At the assembly, okay.
And the same DEXT officer at the regional administration.
The regional planner?
Yes, the regional planner.
Okay.
So that is how it interlinks.
Okay, okay.
So and it is two-way.
It's two-way.
Where it is coming from MOFA, the regional department of AGRIC, that's the
supervision and monitoring.
And the monitoring.
Okay.
Where it's coming from the local government direct.
Okay. Okay.
As it is the case of the ring 2.
Okay.
So that the supervising also comes from
the local government system. Okay. So in these two cases, what are some of the challenges that you encounter? For the monitoring and supervision.
For the monitoring and the supervision. For the ring 2.
Okay.
It has been consistent. And I don't think there is much, if not the political influence.
Mm-hmm.
Why did I come with the political influence? The consistency is there.
Okay.
But the challenges that we face, as whether it has been addressed or not been addressed, that is the challenge.
Mm-hmm.
Let me marry the two. Every quarter, for ring 2 activity, because it's a donor funding. Then the supervision also, the minister's head is on the table. So he ensures that there should be prompt and quarterly monitoring and then review. Yes, so they do come every quarter. But the problem lies on the challenges that we face at the implementing level at the district assembly.
Okay.
As to whether they are cracking the whip or not. Because as I talk to you now, there are activities that we need to carry out, which the political head has since not released that money as it is now. And it is that money that we should use to go carry activity and then produce the report. Reasons best known to them, but and it is more or less like we have a channel of communication. So when they come for the monitoring, we tell them we don't have resources. Because of that, we are not able to carry out that activity. Planned activity that we have planned for. So you go back to RCC. What is the outcome? Is it prompt release?
Okay.
And in some circumstances, when those things are addressed, it comes too late.
Because your activities are time-bound.
That is it. That is it. Then on the issue of the departmental, they also face the same problem that we also face at the district level.
Okay.
When their MAG money is delayed,
they are not able to.
They are not able to come for the monitoring.
Okay.
And when they do come, the number of days that they should spend to do the monitoring, so that they are also constrained. Because, for instance, we can accommodate them for 3 days. If you want to say, I'm sending you to this field, I'm sending you to this FBU, how many can you visit in a day? So you see that your visit becomes hurriedly, or you only look at the paper, not on the field.
Okay.
Okay. So,
yeah. That's why sometimes it's good to be talking with some of you. Until today, I didn't get that clarity in terms of the two levels.
Yes, yes, yeah.
They tell me, oh, they are even on the phone now monitoring. Yeah. Good. So the other one that, like I said, I just want to move quickly because some of these things I've gotten an understanding of them. I understand the district level, you have this DPCU, which the district director is a member.
Yeah.
Being a member of the DPCU, what are some of the challenges do you face? One, in terms of the role of the DPCU to be able to perform its planning, coordination, and monitoring roles effectively. How does it affect your department's output?
Okay. You see, the DPC, which I'm a key member, is being controlled again by the system,
okay,
the central administration,
yeah,
where you have a coordinating director that take key interest in this committee. He ensures that whether the resources are there or not, it must have their quarterly sitting.
Yeah.
It must take the decision, the plans for the assembly. But where it is more or less like the planner with the secretary call for a meeting, and because there are no resources, that is just all. Who sits the planner down and say, hey, it is time for this, it is time for that. So what I face as a district is like it has not been consistent, not until now that the promise is coming that it will be consistent with the mindset that the one who should approve the budget for the meeting, the interest is not there. So, if that happens, it affects your work plan, it affects your budget hearing, it affects other planning for the whole district. So, at the end of the day, the planner and its unit will end up taking an old budget and work plan and validate it and then without consulting your input as it is. You get my point?
Yeah.
And for the whole last year in my district,
yeah,
I can tell you that our DPCU meeting was just one. Even this year is only one that we had. Meanwhile, we are in the third quarter. Second quarter is up. It's only the first quarter that we had that meeting.
Okay.
Yes.
Let me just chip in this one. I'll put this one under administrative decentralization, but I think I'll bring it up because I want to get the sense of some coordination issues. Because the DPCU is basically supposed to help supporting the planning, coordination. But more often than not, we hear this issue of the assembly sitting somewhere. The Department of Agric sitting somewhere. And then the Department of Agric is accusing the assembly that you are not treating me as part of your system. And then the assembly is also saying that you also have not internalized the issue of the decentralization, and therefore you continue to behave as if you are autonomous. That is for some of the districts, not all of them.
Yes.
Now, my interest, or what I get from this, is basically is also the fact that some of the managers at the disassembly don't show proactive interest in the activities of the department. The department on their level have also made certain efforts to get attention from the assembly and failed. And therefore they think that, okay, it appears nobody cares about me, so let me be in my corner. That is how I see it. Now my interest, what if indeed it's true, what I've just, the scenario that I've just, if indeed it's true, what do you think should be the appropriate mechanism to be able to facilitate this coordination? One, to make the district director more proactive, to be able to promote the agric issues, hoping that they will appreciate, and then also to get the managers of the assembly to be in tandem with the district at agric.
It's just the political head.
It's the political head level.
The interest of the political head counts very much. If the political head is up and doing, and knows very well that if agric failed, the district has failed, I think all this disaggregation wouldn't have happened. Because yes, as a political head, look at the background you are coming from. If you are agrarian background, or you are developmental background, or your educational background and those stuff, count where you skew your interest to. I keep on saying this. We are dealing with two systems, social sciences and then the sciences themselves, because agric is science. So the social wants the physical structure that people praise me about. Agric is about service delivery. It's about impacting the life of others and those stuff. It's that understanding that when the political head, and it's like, it's not far-fetched. I'm a technical person. I give you my technical advice. If we don't do this, it will not be good. But you are also thinking that, okay, fine. You control the resources. I want to send my resources to this place. So if that understanding is not there, you don't expect me to use my own resources for those ones. You have to allocate the resources, and you are not allocating. So that understanding, that synergy is not. There are some districts that are very perfect. When you say Jack, it happens. When you say Jack, it happens. So you see that those two departments, for central administration and Department of Agriculture, they are coexisting. But when you have a situation where it has to be tug of war before things are done. Let me give a simplified scenario. When you have an outbreak of rabies in your district, you have recorded two deaths, and two departments, health and agric, stroke veterinary, they came together and say, let's do sensitization. Let's get some vaccines and vaccinate some of the pets in the district. So these two directors or head of department go to the assembly, have a personal discussion, follow up with a memo or a proposal for all these things to done. Just because the head says there are no resources or could not listen or could not see the need for that intervention, nothing happens. So at the end of the day, you see these two, because the prevention comes from the Department of Agriculture, and then the curative or whatever is also health when it involves human, when it comes to animals, it involves. So you see that those two departments, they came together for that. And nothing happens in that sort. have you seen where it's coming
yeah,
from?
Yeah, I get it.
So narrowing everything down is about the decentralization instead of the department working in that synergy.
Mm.
But if the head it is not getting the impulse of what all the departments are talking about, then they'll skip towards wherever they want to go.
So from where I sit, and then also hearing that you are on the ring two, where they are doing government to government transfer and things like that, do you think that it will be useful, given the interaction we had assembly that day at the workshop? Do you think it will be useful to organize a dialogue session for directors of AGRIC, coordinating directors, and then DCs in one room to have a discussion so that
for me
promote that working relation?
You see, for me,
yeah,
I will not fear to talk in front of DC or coordinating director because I know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
But from my technical point of view, for impact felt activity, the departments that are involved in implementing those activities, give them a free role. For the assembly, the interest is just about the money.
But you know, with the decentralization process too, if every government is supposed to work toward the decentralization, that means every effort should be made at strengthening it. Therefore, there is currently an issue with even Department of Agric receiving direct funds from regional or from national, in whichever way. But the system is like everything should pass through the Agric.
Yes.
To the assembly. Assembly. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you see, and that is where the problem is. And if you fail to listen to those experience that we are sharing now, there were a lot of projects that AGRIC ran when we were in Damofa. NRGP, we said it. Money came direct from the project Accra into your account. Assembly will not come and say, let's negotiate before they give you to do. All these DVCC that are here today were trained under NRGP. Which I was a desk officer. WAP came and then bought incubators for farmers, other generators and doses. Those were physical pitches. Went back money. Those were evidence were on the ground. When the Italians came and they saw guinea fowls spread around the doses, just around Zebila, we have chalked ourselves a story. Carry people from here to Italy just to go and share their success story. Those were impact-driven activity.
Yeah.
Now, on this ring two, when we justify the reason why we should adopt a community, give them a fence for their dry city vegetable production as part of our work plan, then you see someone and say, we just want to chop the money. Because of that, you not release that money for us to go and buy the wire. Or maybe you want to release half of that money, which is meant for, let's say, a quarter of an acre or half of an acre. At the end of the day, if you are not able to, we'll come and blame our department. Another example, you are doing plantation, safety nets. Nursery, as at now, money has not been released for nursery. Meanwhile, the rain are even about to resend. The phase one that you did a transplant. The plantation needed to be fenced. As I talked to you, animals invaded the whole place just because the assembly failed to release money for the place to be fenced, for the trees to mature.
Yeah. That's true. So I also want to find out about the composite budgeting process. you know, we have the process of budgeting, and then we also have execution, also another ball game altogether.
Yes.
Which of these levels do you see challenges?
The challenges is about the review of the budget.
The review.
You see, there is one way about communication,
okay,
and then the activity implementation at levels. One of the districts, before I moved to my current district, I followed the budget officer that the composite budget, when is it coming? So they are waiting, they have to go for a training in Accra before they give you your ceilings and those stuff. So every department is waiting for their ceiling. Then you wait a week to submission.
Okay, so the ceiling is not given to the district as a whole. It is given per department.
Yes.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
Yes.
I already know
so
that.
So you're giving my department. And my department ceiling is about activities and then works. But the composites, what the assembly want to do, let's say for instance, I want to renovate a green bungalow, or I want to do dam, or I want to do this. All those things don't come to my department. It is done at the central administration. So if you give me 18,000 for my activity ceiling, that is what I'm going to work. I can't go beyond that.
Okay.
So my department will give you that decision. Yet, you will not give me ample time to review what and what I want to do then. So one, the time limitation, the planning process, and after which the final document, the review of it, call for a meeting, project it, let us all see that. So these are the actual things that we intend to do then. It's not that we finalize the budget.
Is that not the budget hearing process?
Yes.
It doesn't take place
most
often?
Of them.
So it doesn't give you opportunity to know what is sent out.
That is it.
Okay. And then also the District Assembly Common Fund and then the IGF. How do you stand to benefit from these two revenue streams? And how has been the situation?
For Common Fund, the least talk about it, the better, because the central administration decide what they do with the common fund. As it stands now, they said the common fund has come in full, not disaggregated department to department. First, it used to be your warrant is this amount, you apply for it, what you want to do, you want to do. Currently, as I stand now, it's like they draw the whole money into a pool. They want to buy logistics because they say the money is not enough. So whatever logistics they are buying, they use their own discretion. Then you'll be there, they'll come and give you one ream of paper. That is your common farm part. Or they'll come and give you maybe one printer or one toner and say that is your district. So as to whatever allocation is for you, that is how it is.
Like I said, I don't want to use much of
IGF. If they say there is nothing about IGF in their decision, what would you say?
There's nothing you can say.
They say the whole market at the end of the first quarter, the market is producing only 3,000. The market, 3,000. That's what is declared. So you see, there is a lot of politics in the revenue pool. And then the declaration and those stuff. And you, the ordinary, who wants the right thing to be done, will be seen as enemy of the system.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
You will be seen as the enemy of the system. So then let's talk about the IGF. And that is where my problem comes in. I don't generate revenue. I'm a service provider. Because I agree only radar service then. I don't charge farmers. Fertilizer don't pass it my hand as it is. But we still have politicians who come to my office in need of fertilizer. Fertilizer is in the private sector. We only facilitate their papers and sign their forms for them. So we don't generate revenue. There is no pool in our place that we generate revenue as it is now. So how do we get... So that's why when these projects come and you see politicians still have interest in those projects, it become very much problematic, and it's becoming more like you think about it, you don't understand.
It is quite interesting. I would have liked that we continue with our conversation, because I'm really enjoying it, but because of time,
if I don't want you to also worry, we'll talk behind the scenes.
I want you to also, so what do you think should be a recommendation that, for instance, a project like this can support to strengthen? They are particularly interested in the
strengthening of the system.
Yeah, so what do you think would be your recommendation?
They should look at the revenue pool.
Okay.
If because for the trust to come in, it all come from the revenue aspect.
Okay.
So
improvement in the revenue.
Yes. The revenue in the sense that the releases.
Okay.
The releases. Okay. So if the assembly's overall is for the monitoring, if they can find a way, empower the various departments who are implementing their activities, have the full complement of their resources, and also resource the assembly to do proper monitoring for the effective utilization of all these resources, the trust will be there. But the issue now is just about trust.
I think I'll just
finally. You are interested in assets.
Okay.
Asset district.
Okay.
You are not interested in liability.
Okay.
Will I go along with you? Mm-hmm. We should invest in the assets. Mm-hmm. And now you take the asset and leave the liability. Mm-hmm. You don't pay the department light bill. Mm-hmm. You don't pay their water bill. Stationery, you don't give them. Maintenance, you don't do anything. You don't resource them. But when you need our services, you quickly
they find you beneficial. Thank you very much, Director.
Thank you.
I'm very grateful for your time. Like I said, the conversation with you is quite interesting. And then I would just want to take your number so that sometimes when you are putting together the report, we'll get to a place and say, no. Director seems to have a very brilliant idea. Let me contact him for
some opportunity.
For some things to be
maybe
able to
behind the scenes, we can even talk.
That is good. That would be good. That'll be good. I can see you are a Katangi.
I'm a fellow.
You're a fellow. Wow.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
We didn't add your time.
That's
moderation.
That's not necessary at all. We want money in our pockets, no titles.
That's okay. God will provide.